Joining me today, we have Joe Hannell, a reporter for the Durango Herald, and Megan Schrader with the Colorado Springs Gazette. I think it's safe to say the session is coming in with a lot of emotions. We've had a tumultuous off session. We've recently had another high school shooting. The gun bills were hugely controversial last year. And a lot of Republicans, even though they're in the minority in both chambers, have talked about repealing some of those measures. Joe?
Yeah, Benta, I kind of look at this session as the Hangover Part 2. You know, the Hangover was this hit movie that everybody saw, made a lot of money. So for Hangover Part 2, they basically just remade the exact same movie. And I think that's what we're going to be looking at in the first part of this session. Not only the gun bills that you mentioned, the Republicans will try to repeal those, but probably a renewable energy mandate for rural utilities, election reforms that the Democrats backed last year. It should be pretty tumultuous to start, I think.
And Megan, adding with that, we do have an election year, which is political anyway.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how Democrats in the Senate play this, particularly those in tough districts who are facing re-election in 2014. They might be willing to cross party lines and vote with Republicans on some of those repeal laws. I think once they get to the House, they're going to get shot down regardless. But still, that some of them might squeak through the Senate, and that'll be interesting to see.
Do you think we'll see some bipartisan support around issues related to wildfires and flooding? Obviously, we had a lot of natural disasters. People are still grappling with the aftermath.
The major policy that might come out of this session is related to the disastrous year that Colorado had with fires and floods. But even there, I think you're going to see a partisan divide. There are bills already on increasing tax credits for clearing out your land, letting cities and towns clear out overgrown trees, making more loans from Colorado's water accounts for clearing out overgrowth in watersheds. Leadership has already taken votes on whether to let these bills go ahead. And those votes were pretty partisan, with Democrats supporting it and Republicans not. And one more thing to watch is Colorado cities that have dealt with all this flooding are asking for changes in the taxpayers' Bill of Rights that will make it easier for them to spend more money when recovering from a disaster, because right now Tabor kind of shackles them with how much money they can spend and what technically is termed an emergency. And anything around Tabor is sacrosanct for conservatives in Colorado.
I think a lot of people in the public are interested to see the tax credit pass for fire mitigation around their homes. People who live in those in the wildland urban interface who have issues with trees. You know, it's expensive to cut down trees, to get them off your property, to clear out undergrowth. A lot of people will be interested to see if that tax credit goes through and if Republicans support it.
And I think one other topic that we haven't mentioned, but I think it will be hugely debated in this session, is dealing with Obamacare premiums, what's going on in various communities in the state. I think that we'll hear a lot of debate around that, especially from Republicans.
The Republican from my district, Representative Dan Nordberg, is already talking about a bill he wants to introduce that would be a tax credit for people who were negatively impacted by, you know, Obamacare insurance system, and would, I guess, try and recoup some of the costs they might have incurred in that process. So definitely that's going to come up next session.
Thank you. That was Megan Schrader with the Colorado Springs Gazette, Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and this is Capital Conversation.